Okay, on Thursday last week, at the Mishnah, we were being done on the words Loizevizesh Shadakan Leilach Lahazik Kari Bar Shein Dakan Leilach Lahazik. We were being done whether the Lashon of the Mishnah Dakan Leilach Lahazik, whether that's a defining characteristic of Eish, that it's not Dakan Leilach Lahazik, and whether it's a defining characteristic of Bar that Eish is Darkei Leilach Lahazik and Bar is not, are those defining characteristics or not? Or perhaps we could have a Hechatimtza of a Bar that's Leilach Lahazik, and we can have an Eish that's Einei Leilach Lahazik. And that was the suffix that we discussed. The Stipler brings three makairis for this shiloh and for his shiloh. His shiloh is a little more than what we're talking about, but Lamaisi brings three makairis. One we mentioned on Thursday, the case of Kaisel v'Ilan Shenaklu v'Shus HaRabi. The Gemara in Vav Amid Beis says that if you have a tree or a wall that falls in v'Shus HaRabi, so again, the din normally is what's the din? You all should have in your fingertips. Really, it's potter. The stipler is bringing the rush on a case where you warned him. You warned him about it ahead of time. Gemara says that if you warn somebody, then he's chayiv. If you warn him and you give him enough time, Shulchan Aruch says it's 30 days, but you give him enough time to fix it afterwards, he's chayiv. So the stipler is going on that case. In the case where you warned him and he didn't fix it, you're chayiv. What are you chayiv for? So the Rosh said, you're chayiv mishum bar. That was the first raya that you can have a bar that's chayiv mazik. Because you see over here that the kais of the Ilan did damage as they're falling down. There's a keli on the street, and the kais of the Ilan fall onto the keli and ruin it. And Yechayiv, and the Rosh says, Mishum Bar. Zemindach, that you could have a case of Bar, that's Eilach Lahazik. That's the Raya that I mentioned on Thursday, the first Raya. The second Raya, the stipler brings that the Evan Ozel brought a raya from a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi has a case, Hiniach Gecheles B'Shasarabim of a Nisgal V'Nisraf. Hiniach Gecheles B'Shasarabim. Somebody left a hot coal in the street, and somebody walking down the block was Nisgal. He tripped on it V'Nisraf, and he suffered burns on it. So the Yerushalmi says that Yechayiv, and Yerushalmi says Rebbe holds it's Eish, and Rebbe Yossi holds it's Bar. Now, of course, we have to understand the lumdis of the Yerushalmi, why it should be this, why it should be that. But one thing we see that an Eish that's not Halach Umazik could still be Eish, at least according to one Tana. Rebbe says it's Eish, even though it's just a Gecheles. It's not a burning fire. It's not something that's burning as it goes. And therefore, the Evan Ozel said, it's a Raya, at least from Oman the Omar, from Rebbe, that you could have an Eish that's not Halach Umaz. Of course, this Raya, it could be Matzah. You could say that's Gufu, why Rebbe Yossi argues. Yes, he holds his bar, maybe because he holds his not a Lechomazi. So it's right the other way. And the third makar for this Shaima, the stipler brings an interesting Ramban. The Ramban has a kuntris called Dina de Garmi, which at some point we're going to discuss at length, the Lachas of Garmi and Grama. But the Ramban has a kuntris called Dina de Garmi, and in that kuntris, he talks about a Gemara on Daf Kuf, Amid Aleph, The Gemara on Daf Kuf has the following type of mazik. The case there is I have a vineyard and you have a field. And the halacha is that as long as there's a wall between us, there's no isser klayim, there's no isser of kalei hagefen. I think you all know that if you plant vines and other anything else one next to each other without a separation, that there's an isser klayim, and kalei hagefen is even also bahanur. The food, the payers, the crops that grow that way are awesome. If there's a wall between them, then it's not awesome. The Gemara has a case of Kaisel Kerem Shenifritza. The vineyard's wall fell down. And the Achrayis to fix it is on the Bala Kerem. Whatever the reason is, it's the Kerem that answers. It's the Bala Kerem's field to fix the wall. If the Bala Kerem did not fix the wall, it was the Ayish to fix it, he didn't plan to fix it. And the payers grew a 0.5%, 1/200th, that's the shear of klayim. If it grows 1/200th from the way it was before, so then, no, I don't think it's 1/200th the way it was before, it's 1/200th of a fully grown peri. If it grew 1/200th of a fully grown peri, then it becomes aser. The Gemara there says that the Bala Kerem has to pay. Which mazik is it? So what would you say? It's a tough one, huh? His Kerem is answering the neighbor's field. And it's his achrayus to put up the wall. So my Karen acid your wheat. You have wheat growing. The wall fell down. I neglected to fix it. It took so long that it grew. So the Gemara says I'm chayiv. So which mazik would you say it is? Tough one. Which mazik? Eish. It should be Eish. It should be Eish because it's so local mazik, so to speak. Alright, so what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's Odom HaMazik through Garmi, through a garden. That the Odom was Mazik. The Odom, by Miliayish, from fixing it, it's Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik through a Garmi is an Achloikis, Rimei and the Chachamim. They're stating Gemara. What? Alright, so either it's nigger or it's going like the man yama has a shen nigger of chayiv. The Azar Shtetan Gemara. So Rambam asks, Adam HaMazik. He's saying it's Adam HaMazik and therefore if you hold Garmi as part of your father. Frek the Ramban, now listen to this, the Ramban asks, it should be Shire. That's his words, I didn't. It should be Shire HaMazik. And it's been, yes, it should be Shar Mazik. Why does the Gemara say it's Chayiv al Shar? Anybody understand why it's Shar? No? No? Okay. Okay, Leila Chal Hazik. Shar is Potter. Yeah, who's just. Alright. Okay, I'm going to get back to it. In the meantime, I will tell you that I saw the Micha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman Orbach, writes that when the Ramban says Shar, he doesn't really mean Shar, he means Eish. How you can write that about a Rishon, if I have a chance, I'll try to explain what he means. But it made me feel better, because it bothered me, it's Shar, and then I bump into, okay, Shleimer Zalman it bothered also. He says, Shar, he really means Eish. Okay, all right, so let it be short, let it be Eish, Azishne, that's the Ramban's cash. Let it be whatever, Shar, Eish. But the stifler, 1 minute. Let it be Bar.
not Hoyloch HaMasik. Why isn't it far? It wasn't. Well, how does Klai Maser? It doesn't go into the other person's field. It's only in the imagination that it goes. It doesn't go. If you have a wall there, so the roots can mix just as much. And the plants are not mixing. Klai, it goes? It doesn't go. It stays in the same place. Stiker says, well, how should be bought? If my Klai is sitting in my field, and you have stuff in your field, my Klai Maser is yours. It's not because it goes there. It asks, it stays in one place and it asks. So Stipler asks, it should be barred. It should be barred. Which the Stipler explains would be good, because bar is pater on Kalim, it's also pater on Tvua. And that would explain the Gemara, why the Gemara says it's all Tzadav, it's not barred. But anyway, the Stipler says it should be barred. The disciple is looking at Klein as having a goal.
What's the goal? Keep on going.
It stays right here, it doesn't go anywhere. The bar is right here. The carrot is right here. I mean, the Issa Klein could go. Yeah, but it doesn't go because this Klein travels anywhere. It's just by being here, it asks. It's not because it goes anywhere.
It doesn't ask the whole field.
It's all consecutive, it would ask the whole field. Hello, now, what do we see from the Ramban? The disciple understands. Whatever, it's not the Sakasha, it should be bar. Whatever the Teretz is. But we see that the Ramban understood that a Shar, or if he means shar, he means eish, like Shlomo Zalman says, a shar could be something that's ein ha'hilach u'mazik. Because the kerem stays in its own place and it answers. And yet, the Ramban says that it's either shar or eish, whatever it is. So it's a third raya, that you can have a mazik of shar or eish, which is not ha'hilach u'mazik, which stays in its place and it's mazik. That's the Stipler's third raya, third case that he mentions, where you have a type of a shor or an eish that's in its own place and it's mazik. It's not hoylach mazik. It stays in its own. It stays in the owner's field. The client's not going anywhere. It's staying in its balabas's field, and it's asering. So we see a third time that you can have something which doesn't go with the rule of Dr. Leilach Lahazik. Here you have Klayim, which stays in its own place, is Mazik, and the Ramban says it should be Eishor or Shar. So these are the Ramban's, there's Stipler's three places that he mentions. The case of Kaisel that falls down, Rishalmi, and the Ramban, all of them are cases that you could have a case, well, which the case of Davov is a bar that does move. The case of the Ramban is a case of an Eish that doesn't move. But you see that the Mishnah's rule is Lav Dafka. What? Pircha on. Oh, so it would come out that when the Mishnah says, if the Mishnah saying a Pircha, in other words, if the Torah would have only said, Shar and Eish, I would have said Boris Potter because it's not Hailach Mazik. And I would have said Eish is Potter, it's not Hailach Mazik too. If there wouldn't be another Pasuk, I would have said Eish and Hailach Mazik is Potter. Once the Torah wrote Bar also, now this Hailach Mazik is not a criteria. It only would have been if there would have been no Pasuk. Now, all three of the Stipler's rayas are not rayas mechrochas, as the Stipler himself says. As a matter of fact, the Stipler brings a Nachlas David on Davov. Nachlas David says beferish that a bar must be ein ha'hilach u'mazik. Now, as David says, that it's a halacha, and it is a criteria, it is a characteristic. Now, as David just says, if a pashtas, that the mission is dafka, a bar must be enay halacha maaseh. Aye, what do you do with the case on Davav? The case on Davav was a kaisel or an ilan that fell down, and it was mazik. And the Rosh says it's bar. So nobody asks a kasha. How could a kaisel or ilan that fall down be bar? Bar is not halachu mazik. So Nachas David answers that wherever a tree or a wall fall, that's called Mekayma. That's not called going and being mazik. That's its place. When you put up a wall, if it falls, it falls right next to it. That's called Mekayma. And since that's called Mekayma, that's not called Halecho Mazik. Not going anywhere. Mike the Terrence? Huh? Mike the Terrence? What? Even as it falls, it breaks things. He says, since it's not falling because of a wind that pushes it far away, just falling in its back, he says, that's not called Halecho Mazik. Sounds to me like a Bechik a little bit, no?
That whole spot is
its spot. The whole spot is its spot. It's funny because I build a wall on my property, and right outside my property is the sidewalk. I'm not allowed to build things on the sidewalk. I'm allowed to build it on my property. I'm saying now that when the wall eventually, every wall eventually falls, so 200 years from now, when the wall falls, that's going to be Mekayma.
He had a throne.
What?
He had a throne.
He had a throne. He said, Hasra sort of makes it Mekayma in a way. He had a throne, it says. Yeah, he had us wrong, is that this is the place where it itself is going to be mazik without anything.
What caused the hezek, though?
Oh, it certainly helps. What?
What caused the hezek?
What caused the hezek?
That actually
moved. Not a ruach. Because if a ruach causes it, then it's kaychacham. Or a bite, then it's esh. The Rosh says it's esh. It has to be that it fell without a wind. It just got old. You know, trees get old.
That's
a chance
that doesn't go far anymore.
What?
It's called a mazik.
So what the Nachas David says is that wherever it falls by itself, in its own weight, eventually it falls, that's Mekayma, that's not called Halach.
The definition of Bar Mekayma, the fact is that something comes into its weight.
I mean that the Nizik comes to the Mazik.
Yeah.
Here the Nizik didn't come to the Mazik. So what are you going to say? Shimshim. Instead of here the Nizik didn't come to the Mazik.
The whole area
but the Mazik did it.
So when the Nizik, parked his car there, he was coming with the magic.
Right? It's all that
like the heaven of the book. It's the heaven of the book.
Especially if you were warned. That means we know that the tree's going to fall. So if you park your car next to a tree that's going to fall.
But you didn't hit the tree, the tree hit you.
The tree hit you. It's true. No, but he said you have to help because
that's
the cheshbin of the hevel of a bar, that it could be mazik things that come in its boundary. Yeah, a bar could do hezik to things that come in its boundary. If you came in the boundary of the bar, what we're really saying is redefining halachah mazik. Halachah mazik doesn't mean if Bishas Hezek, it's in transit, it's moving. Mm-hmm. It means that it's in Mekayma, or not in Mekayma. Nachas David is redefining what Halecho Mazik means. But one thing we see, that Nachas David certainly held that a bar has to be Eina Halecho Mazik. Ain't Dark Halecho Mazik. Because he's Matchik, or if you hold it, it is a Daichik, it's not a Daichik, but the Nachas David clearly holds that it has to be something that's Eina Halecho Mazik to be bar. How do we answer the other raya's? Okay, the second raya, the Yerushalmi, is not so schwer. Because it's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi anyway. So just like you could say it's a raya one way from Rebbe who says it's A, you should say it's a raya the other way from Rebbe Yossi who argues, who says it's bar. So the second raya wasn't so strong. What about the third raya? The third raya was from the Ramban, who says a kerem is shar or eish, whichever one it is. A kerem is shar or eish, even though the kerem stays in its place. So it's a raya. Which way? It's a raya that the Lashna Mishnah is loved after. You see, it could have an eish, it stays in its own place, and it's still mazik. So that should be a raya that eish does, eish that's not halacha mazik is still eish. So the Steitzer says a possible teretz, which is, I think, what someone here was saying before, that even though the kerem stays in its own place, its iser spreads. It has a kayach to aser outward. It has a power to aser in the outward direction. So even though it's asering by staying where it is, maybe that's called halacha mazik, that when the wall falls, the kerem has the ability to aser in an outward direction. So therefore, that's maybe it's halacha mazik. Yeah, according to Nachman's David, it should still be mekayimai. According to Nachman's David, it should still be mekayimai. Yeah, what do you say? What's the difference between this, the kerem, which could answer outwards, and the wall which falls down? You should say here also it's mekayimai.
And the disciple doesn't understand that the mice says ish. You can't change.
Kerem.
This is ish.
It's not halacha mazik. But by Karen Shnifritz, a wife in Tzius Eish. It's asking up Hilchus Klein. Right, this is the way the Stipler looks to answer the Raya. Ech Sheyia, well, what do we come away with? We come away with this Nidai, which will repeat itself. Where the bar has to be halacha mazik, we have a klarkeit in the Nachas David. Nachas David certainly holds that bar must be in halacha mazik. That's for sure, because he answers the raya from Kaisel. And the Stipler seems to be more noita the reverse, even though he answers some of his rayas, but he seems to be more noita that it's not a characteristic the reverse way. This is what we come away with. And it's Hashem, we're gonna, certainly going to come back to it as we learn the parak. One more nekuda I was just specific about this morning when I was looking at the Gemara again. The Mishnah said, "Loizev zeh sheyesh behem ruach chayim." The Adam and Shar are alive, Hashem can the other two. As specific. Is it a characteristic of Adam and Shar that it has to be alive to be chayiv? Or could you have a mazik, I don't want to say Adam, I can't think of an Adam that's not alive, but could you have a mazik of Shar, which is Mamaynai, could you have a mazik of Shar that's not alive?
That's
a characteristic. It'll still be chayiv al Shar, whatever reason I'll call it Shar, we'll have to figure out why. Could you have a mazik of Shar that's not alive? So the Pashtas Ramban, that's what was Ma'irdi to it, the simple Lashon of the Ramban, who calls Kerem Shar, seems to be that the Ramban holds that Ruach Chaim is not a characteristic of Shar. That's what it seems to be from the Ramban, that Ruach Chaim is not necessarily a characteristic of Shar. There's a Taisus on Gimel Amid Beis, which we'll get to. Taisus on Gimel Amid Beis seems to say a shar has to be Ruach Chaim. So the Gemara there has a case of a keli that shar, and Taisus says Hechi Gama Meshar, Malah Shar Shekein Bal Chaim. So Taisus seems to say that it's a characteristic of shar, the Kap Taisus there, that it has to be Ruach Chaim. And Ramban. Pashtas Ramban says Vaker. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says that doesn't mean Shar. But I just want to put it on the table as another suffix. So basically, the two things the Mishnah says we have to know: Bal Chayim by Shar, and Dav Kolei L'Chol Hazik by Eish and not by Bar, are these dinin that the Mishnah say? Or are they just the pircha on the limud? That's it. These two pratim are
are the sefikas that we have. The stam the nachas David holds dachel elchol ha'hazik is dafka. The stam olog rachaim is also dafka. Okay, I wanted to get to Tosfos. The loy zev is there. Oh, just before that, the last line of the Mishnah, I just was thinking about the very last line of the Mishnah, Tzara Shavu Shebehen, Shedak Le'el, what's a Tzara Shavu Shebehen? Shedak Le'hazik, Shriyastam Alecha. What's Tzara Shavu mean? It means anything you learn from all these, from all the six Mazikim, or all the four Mazikim, then anything that's dark Le'eluch Le'hazik, anything is darker lahazik, shmirasa malacha, yechayiva. Shizik, chabamazik, shab shmirazik, make a lot of it. I just want to point out, if someone has a cut, someone has a 2-year-old child, is he chayiv in shmira on the 2-year-old child that the 2-year-old child is not mazik? Allah got the 2-year-old, it could be an 8-year-old. Any child, let's say under bar mitzvah, are the parents achroi to make sure that they're not mazik? Let's say someone has a 5-year-old kid and he's running around, he has a torch. He made a torch and he's running around with it. Is the parents achrayus to make sure that he doesn't burn down the neighbor's house? Huh? What do you think? less than Yashar. You have to watch Yashar, you should have to watch your child. Logically, huh? You have to watch your child. You're telling that Eved is Mamina. Think about Abby. I don't think it's Mukher to be told. Did you say yes? The Giyasan Ra means. Oh, by a cut. The cut that says Giyasan Ra. The Gemara says that if your cotton is Mazik, that you're potter. The father and parents don't have to pay. If your child is mazik, you don't have to pay. What?
That doesn't mean you don't have to pay.
Why? It's not darker. You take a 2-year-old kid. I think a 2-year-old is darker level for hazik, yeah. And it depends where you put him. You put him in a room with nothing to break. It's not like if you take him to a supermarket, it's darker level hazik, no?
This is short.
Inevitable? No, it's not inevitable. You have a drive in the country, you see these cows, they must be bored stiff, but they stay there all day, and they don't have television or nothing. They share cows, it's fine. Kids are not that way. Kids are, if you put a child in a supermarket, it's the borrow kakami is going to break something. It's mukha from this Mishnah that you're not mechuyev to watch your child. Because the Mishnah says anything that's darkei lahazik shmirasan alecha yechayiv. If the din is shmirasan alecha, then you'd be chayiv. If you have a 5-year-old, he has a torch. I'm not talking about a fire. He's running around outside with a torch. It's certainly darkei lahazik. And yet, if he goes and he burns down someone's house, the parents are potter. Parents are potter. So it seems that there's no shmiras on alecha. There's no chiyah shmiras on alecha. It's a good idea to watch them. But as far as a chiyah of deraisa, it seems mukher from this Mishnah. If people say it's your child, take care of him. They tell him, oh, you take care of him. Is it mukher for the Mishnah or not? I don't mean it's a joke. The halacha is, if your child is mazik, you're potter. It's a Mishnah later, and I mean, I think in Hafeibel, that child that's mazik is your potter. And our Mishnah says that anybody who's darker lahazik shmiras na malacha, yechayiv. Chayiv, it seems from here, there's no chayiv shmirah.
Maybe he's considered his own person, his own other.
He's considered his own adam. Fine, whatever the reason is. He's saying he's...
So then he really should be chayiv.
The child should be chayiv.
Yeah.
Except that the Torah is not mechayiv tanim. Tanim apart from adam. So the child just really has to take care of himself. Nothing to do with me. Okay. A lot of parents are happy to have me. I'm not sure if he could be medame to him. Evid is at least mamayna. A child, you don't own your child. You have chiyuvim to be mechanachim. You're stomach chinuch when he gets a certain age. You have to be mechanachim not to do aveiris, so burning down your neighbor's house is also an aveiris. What? You can't. A cotton, you can't. I mean, don't tell your parents I said that. But no bylaws. The child doesn't have bylaws. The parents doesn't have bylaws on the child. So it seems that way. It seems that there's once a sichsuch over such a case. I mean, it was a friendly sichsuch, but somebody in the his child damaged stuff in a store. I remember we were talking about it in yeshiva. Pashtus yapater. So it was a sichsuch to be damned him out for different reasons. Because the parent brought the child into the store. If you put the child down in front of something where it's going to be mazik, it could be that's a grandma, even Gami. Might be that as it may, but if it's tamazai, if a child goes and he's mazik, your potter, it sounds like for this mission there's no dinushin rach and alecha, which, for all I know, might be true. Now, you have to remember that there's a kavachemach from Hashavas Aveda. That if you see a child running around with a torch, you're mechiv to stop him. Mother Hashem said, hey, you certainly have to stop him. That's not your child or someone else's child, anybody's child. You have to stop him from being mazik. But as far as Shmiras and Alecha, there's no special Shmiras and Alecha. Okay, let's see Taisus. Taisus here touches on a side issue to the Masechta. And Taisus lays Evazeh, at the end of Taisus, Ketzas Kosher. The mashma, the ancient mum in the idea. Our mishnah is mashma. It's not mashma. It's klar. I don't know why Taisus says mashma. It's pretty klar from the mishnah that you can learn one mazik out of another. The mishnah says that you, if it wouldn't be that it's I can learn one from the other. Ancient mum in the idea. Ube mechilta tanya and the mechilta, which is a set of braises, the Mechilta says, ki yiftach b'chiyich, rem ha'psich ha'chayiv ala kriya le'koshken. What does that mean? If I'm chayiv, let the Torah just say that I'm chayiv if I open a bar. Opening a bar means the bar pre-exists. I take off the cover. I'm chayiv. So I can make a kavachayimah. Ma'adach, if I'm chayiv, if I take off the cover, zicher, I'm chayiv, if I dig a bar. Sensible kavachayim. If I open a bar, it's if I dig a bar. So Mechilta asks, so why do I need a pasuk that you chayiv if you dig a bar? Let the Torah just say, open a bar. It comes to teach you that ain einshin mamim in adin. From a kavachayim, you can't give an einish mamim. Now everybody holds malchus and misa ain einshin in adin. That's not my place. What about Mamayin? Mamayin is a machlaikis, the Mechilta, and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds Einchin Mamayin and Adin, and the Mechilta holds Ein Einchin Mamayin and Adin. I always tell you, when you have a machlaikis, you have to see which side is more mustaver. It's hard to work with Tzlaris here, because this is like a rule. Ein Einchin Mamayin and Adin, or Einchin Mamayin and Adin. How does it work? So, in the Brichas Avraham, as well as Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Lekach Toiv, in Klal Beis, they bring here a machlaikis. Why ein einchin min adin? Forget for a minute about Taisus. Malchus, everyone holds ein einchin min adin. Misa, everyone holds ein einchin min adin. Why? Yeah, Yud Gimel Midah is the Torah the Drashas Behem. Right, you say it every morning, or Bapshila says it every morning. That's Rabbi Leah Leimer, B'shleishes Amidus, the Torah the Drashas Behem. The first one is Kavachayimer.
So Kavachayim, there's Gezerah Shava. So Gezerah Shava, you give Malkus from Gezerah Shava. You give Malkus from all the other 12 Yehudim. Why not from the Kavachayim? Why don't you give Malkus from the Kavachayim? And why don't you give Malkus from the Kavachayim? So there are two reasons that are usually given for Einayin Shin Min Adin. Not by Mami now, I'm talking about Malkus and Nisim. One reason is in the Kolei Ashas, in the back of Masechtas Brachos is a section of Kolei Ashas, and in the Kolei Ashas there's a Pirish, the Midas Aaron, and he says the following reason. He says Gzereshava, you have to have the Kabbalah. A klal prat to klal, you have to have a kabbalah. You have to have a messiah. The only one of the 13 that Adam don me'atzmai is kavachayma. Kavachayma, you're allowed to do on your own. Anybody is allowed to come up with a kavachayma and be mechadish adim. Kavachayma, Adam don me'atzmai. Of course, you have to be sure you're right. You have to work it through. But Adam don me'atzmai, kavachayma. Zakti Midas Aaron, you never know. A Kavachayma, maybe someone will come in the next generation. Don't think of a Pirchet, a Kavachayma. A Kavachayma is Svaris. Gemara Sembe says a Kavachayma, and it says no. Malazer, Shekain, something. A Kavachayma, maybe there'll be a Pirchet sometime. So to give Misa, to give Malkus, to give an Einish based on a Kavachayma is not a certain thing. And therefore, we don't give Einishim from a Kavachayma. As I thought, the Midas Aaron. We don't give Einishim from a Kavachayma. If you don't give Einishim, so you don't give Malkus, you don't give Misa, you don't give Mammon. Ain't Einishim from a Kavachayma. The Marsha, Masechta Sanhedrin, has a different reason. You should understand the reason. I'm going to give you a mashal. The halacha is, if someone is mail behegvish b'shaygeg, he pays a chaymish. He pays an extra fifth as a knas. If you're mail behegvish b'shaygeg, if you use hegvish b'shaygeg, you pay an extra fifth as a knas. If you're mail behegvish b'mezid, you don't pay a chaymish. Why not? If you did b'shaygeg, you have to pay. Did for bases, you certainly have to pay. So I'll say no. If you mail behegdish b'shaygeg, if you pay a chaymish for a knas, that's a kapara. It's a kapara for you, so you pay. To be mail behegdish b'mezid, it's not mechaper. You don't get away with such a kapara paying a chaymish. There's no din chaymish because it's not mechaper. The whole reason the Torah gave a knas, it should be a kapara. For a smaller Aveira, it's a Kapara. For a bigger Aveira, it's not a Kapara. The Marsha says the same thing is true with every Kal B'chaymer, let's say by Malkus. We say, Madach Isser Aleph. Gets Malkus, and it's Kal. See, Isser Beis, which is more Chomer, Zicha should get Malkus, Kal B'chaymer. Why don't you say that? Madach Isser A, which is more Kal, gets Malkus. Isser B, which is worse, certainly should get Malkus. Why can't you say that? Because Isser A is Kal, Malkus is enough of a Kapara. Isser B is more Chamor. If it's more Chamor, not enough of a Kapara. Ein Einshim and Adin is because who says it's enough of a kapara? So we don't give an einish to a more chamardika thing. Maybe the more chamardika thing, we don't give the einish. The purpose of giving an einish, it should be mechaper. If it's not mechaper, so it doesn't.
People who shun
very well why someone hold that moment. Well, let's see. Let's figure it out. According, now, by a knas, the Marsha's reason would apply, like by Mi'ila. It would certainly apply. Then Einayin Shin Min Adin. If you get a knas for a smaller aveira, mechateisi for a bigger aveira.
What about by mama? By mama, when I'm mazik someone and I pay, that's because of kapara? Is it true? Let's say Reuven burns down $1 million house of Shimon. He burns down $1 million house. So now Reuven has to pay $1 million. So Reuven only has $500,000. Does he have to pay the $500,000? Huh? What do you think? He's mazik someone $1 million. All he has is $500,000. Does he have to pay? Of course he has to pay, right? He doesn't have a kapara. He didn't pay the whole amount. Teretz is, don't do a kapara. So you have to reimburse the hezek that you caused. Even if you don't pay the whole amount, you have to pay whatever you have to pay. By mamon, we don't say that either it's mechaper or you're potter. By malchus, you get malchus, and you get malchus, it's a kapara and finished. So something worse, malchus is that you don't give him malchus. But mamon, the chi of mamon is not to come for a kapara. The chi of mamon is the chi of be'etzem. I owe the person money. I stole money from him, or I damaged his things. The chi of mamon, the marsha svara doesn't apply to a chi of mamon, because what's the whole marsha svara? That in the chomedika avera mehechit hesi, that I should be, that there should be enough of a kapara. So be mamon too. You'll say on the smaller mamon it's enough of a kapara, not on the bigger mamon. You can't say that. Because you don't need a kapara by mamon. Even if it's not mechaper, you have to pay. Even if it's not mechaper, if you did a damage of a lot of money and you have half the money, you have to pay. So the marsha svara that ein oinshin min adin makes sense by malchus, makes sense by knas, makes sense by misa. By mamon, we would say oinshin mamon min adin, like the marsha. It was like the marsha. By mamon, you have to pay, even if it's not a kapara. So by mamon, we say ancient mamon min adin, which is the shita of the shas. Taisa says that the shas is shita, not like the mechilta. So the shas holds like the marsha. Our mishnah holds like the marsha. Then ein ancient min adin is the marsha's reason, and since ein ancient min adin is the marsha's reason, it does not apply to mamon. By mamon, you could learn einish mamon min from a kavachayim. The Mechilta, which says you can't give any Einish from a Kal v'Chaymer, even Mamon, the Mechilta has to hold like the Midas Aaron. That Ein Einish Min Adin is because the Kal v'Chaymer is not strong enough to take action on. Kal v'Chaymer is not strong enough. Maybe there's a Percha. The Meila, it applies to Nisa, to Malchus, and to Mamon too. It applies to everything.
Don't
we say,
don't we have
to pass
something
that
there's
even
though
it could
be a
stira,
it's
funny
to give back?
Yeah. Unless you're mad. It's sad to say differently, that maybe only Malchus and Misa, which once you give it, you can't undo it. Maybe Mom in that. First, you know, you accept the Midas Aaron is still hold like the mission. However, that's why I was careful to say, the Mechilta, which holds Ein Onshin, has to hold like the Midas Aaron. Because if he held like the Marsha's reason, then it wouldn't make sense. I don't understand the Midas Aaron. I have to tell you, I don't understand him. He says a Kal v'Chaymer might have a Pircha, and therefore you can't paskin. I don't understand at all. The whole Torah we paskin based on our understanding. Our understanding, not me and you, the Peiske Hadar, they paskin, they say a Svara, and they paskin. Maybe the next generation they'll have a Kasha. Kachi Dakash al Torah. Torah is always that way. No? We paskin Torah based on the Svara, on the Midah Shatayim, the Dreshes, and we paskin. Maybe the next generation someone will argue, so. It's not an Avla. Right? Sometimes Abaya says something and the Gemara says Tiyufta. Or Rava says something and the Gemara says Tiyufta. The person that's Kachi Dakash al Torah. You tell you're fasting based on Svara. So I don't understand what he's talking about. maybe it'll be a pircha. Huh? Let's give it back. That's what Yankee was saying. But all I'm saying is that the Mechilta has to hold like the Minasaran. The Mechilta can't hold the Mashah. The Saran doesn't have to hold the Mechilta. The Mechilta holds. Our Koponim, just the Svar of the Minasaran, I don't understand. If you're going to say Kavachem is not strong enough, Kavachem is not strong enough, so how do you ever pass the Kavachem? Dina Yisavahetu, you pass the Kavachem. There's Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin. Gemara says, Kesef Kiddushin, what do I need a pasuk for? For a Kavachem from a Mevri? That's the Gemara says. Why do I need a Kavachem? Pasuk for Kesef is Kaddishin Isha, Kavachem from a Mevri. According to the Midas Aaron, what are you saying? You've learned from a Kavachem. A Kavachem, I wouldn't be able to say she's an Eshes Ish. No? Because maybe it has a pircha. So maybe that's why I need a pasuk. Look at me this Aaron. Every Kavachem is Shas, maybe it has a pircha. The whole mahaloch of the Midas Aaron is a little shvach. Rasho is very geshmak. Rasho's reason is a very geshmaka reason that by Misa and Mamin and Knas also, it could be Einish Min Adin. But by Mamin you can't, because Mamin has nothing to do with Kapara. The Kiveger and the Banim, Techen Su and other Mechilta. Right, again, the Mechilta sheet is ancient Mamin and Adin, right? So the Kiveger and the Banim, Techen Su, V'chein Oid B'Mechilta, Parshas Mishpatim, B'Pasik, V'Tvachay Yemachara, Yemachich Chai, V'Chir Lekoshkin. So Rabbi Kiveg is saying, why is he taking, he wants to show off his bekiyas. Something means to say that Tosis could have brought a raya from there too. Right, Tosis brought from Bar, Tosis could have brought from there as well. That would also have been a raya. According to the Birchas Avram, the way he's learning, Rabbi Kiveger, it's very geschmack, you couldn't bring Rabbi Kiveger's case. You know why? Because the mechilta that Rabbi Kiveger is going on is a knas. It's a case of knas, a case of Dalet Vehei. In a case of Dalet Vehei, the Amishna would also be Maida. That's knas. A knas, according to the Mashah, everyone holds an Ajimami Maida. A knas, the Agamara would be Maida too. Because that's the whole Mashah. The whole Mahalach like the Mashah is that by Nisa and Malkus and Knas, everyone holds in on Shemam and Adin. It's only Mamin that we say you do give an Aish. If so, it's very geshmak that Tosis brought the case of Mamin, Bar. He didn't bring the other Mechilta, which is the case of Knas. It's by Knas. There's no Raya from the Mechilta. We're talking here, Dafka, Machlaikas, the Mechilta, and Tais and Amishna, Dafka by Mamin. It's very geshmak. One last nakuda that I'll mention. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we start the Gemara. Tomorrow's Labor Day. Not vacation for you, vacation for a lot of Alabatim. So I'm giving a shiur. As you know, every holiday I give a drush in the shul. Tomorrow, the person speaking after me is Rabbi Krohn. He called me up, he has a bris, he'll be switch slots, which means I'm going to be here the last minute tomorrow. I'm speaking at 10 to 11, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, so I get out and I'll be here the last minute. So I just want to remember to tell you that tomorrow is an Eglay Tal in the Psicha. They get to the union of the Amalach is on Shabbos. Very geshmak. I made a few copies here you can take. If they're not enough, somebody else can make. On this thing, you know, I find it very geshmaka piece. It's, I only focused that at the first page. If you finish it, you can go the second. It continues in a very geshmaka way. So that due tomorrow before Shia. I'm going to deal with it tomorrow. you have time, also, there's a rush on the Gemara. There's very little rush. Till Davav, there's only this one rush. But there's a rush on the Gemara. We'll probably get to the rush. Tomorrow will be a Hilchos Shabbos shir. Not Hilchos Shabbos, but the obvious Melachos of Shabbos shir. The day after, we're going to get to the rush. So if you have time, deal with the rush as well. I'm mentioning it today because a lot of people ask me for a Seder. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Too early. Alright, just as Reb Chaim, which I'm going to answer the Kasha now. It's a famous Reb Chaim, but I don't know where it is. I can't show it to you anywhere in the Sefer, although I'm sure it's in all the Heintek Esvarim. On Ki Yiftach Ishbar V'Chi Yichre Ishbar. It says that it's a Kal V'Chaimer. Madach, if you open a bar, Yechayiv, if you dig a bar, you're certainly Chayiv. Why do I need a Pasuk? Teretz is ein ein shemir adin. Mechilta says we wouldn't give an einish on the Kal V'Chaimer. Zokrep Chaim. Let's say the Torah only said if you open a bar, you chayiv. That's all it said. It didn't say digging a bar. All it said, if you open a bar, there's a bar in the street, you take off the cover, you chayiv. So we're saying now, I wouldn't know if you dig a bar. Such a chayim. But everyone who digs a bar is also opening a bar, isn't he? Everybody, by definition, when you dig a bar, what do? There's a bar, it doesn't look like a bar, it looks like the street. But there's earth, and it's full. I'm taking earth out of a hole. Can you call it that? I'm taking earth out of a hole. There's a hole in the street, which is full of earth. I'm taking the earth out of the hole, I'm uncovering this hole. What do I need a Kal V'Chaimer for? Every Kriya Sabar is also a Psicha Sabar. It is opening a bar, isn't it? When I dig a bar, what do? There's a bar in the street that's full of earth. I'm taking the earth out that was covering the bar. What? It's true. I'm doing more than opening a bar. I'm opening a bar and I'm also creating a bar. But why, if the Torah only said if I open a bar, so the fact that I'm also creating a bar is a p'tor? Lamaisa, I am opening a bar. Not just everyone who digs a bar is also opening a bar. Huh? He's creating it. When it's pre-created and it's covered, I open it. So there's a pit, and I made it into a mazik. Well, close my it's covered, it's not a mazik. So I took a pit, and I made it into a mazik. So I go into the street, and I dig a hole. Let me ask you, what happens if the cover of the bar, let's see, the bar is 10 tefachim deep. If the cover is 4 tefachim thick, is it still opening a bar? You know where I'm going, right? And if it's 8 tefachim thick, and it's 9 tefachim thick, and it's 10 tefachim thick, I'm not opening a bar if I take it out. There would be a bar b'shesarab, and they would fill it up with something that fills it up all the way down, and I take it out. That's not psichas habar. Every kriyas habar is opening a bar. So it's Hashem. We're not up to the sugya of bar now. We're going to get to a time, of course, is going to say what? There are two dinim of bar. There's a psichas habar and there's a kriyas habar. So it's Hashem, we get to bar, we'll do it.